Okay, hopefully this scenario doesn't happen to anybody, but it's an important concept to discuss when it comes to Hilchot Megillah, and it also applies to many other competing values as well in Halakha. And that is, if a person only has the ability to hear the Megillah either at night or during the day. We read the Megillah twice on Purim, once at night and once during the day, and a person's only able to make it to one of the Megillah readings, which one should they try to make it to? So seemingly, it might depend on whether you're an Ashkenaz or a Sephardic Jew. The reason for this is because there's a machloket in terms of tradition about the bracha of Shechianu. We make a Shechianu when we read Megillat Esther, and there's a debate whether the Shechianu is made only at night or also by day. Sfaradim have the custom to only say the Shechianu bracha at night. Ashkenazim say it both at night and during the day. The basis for this is Shechianu is a bracha that's made on a mitzvah that we'd only get to do once in a while. And since the first time we're going to celebrate Purim, it starts at night. So the Sephardic practice is to make the bracha Shechianu at night. The Ramah, leading the Ashkenazic practice and custom, is to also say Shechianu by day. The reason for this is because the great part of the Nes, the greatest Pirsume Nes, happened by day. So Ashkenaz practice say it by night and by day. So you would argue, based on that, that if you only have the ability to hear Megillah, either by night or by day, so if you're Sephardic, try to hear it by night, and if you're Ashkenaz, try to hear it by day. The truth of the matter is, the Aruch HaShulchan already discussed this question, and there's a competing value. The competing value is the value of, if a mitzvah comes your way, you should try to do it at the first given opportunity. And because of that competing value, the Aruch HaShulchan says that even though the daytime Megillah might be the greater Megillah reading for the Ashkenaz tradition, nonetheless, the competing value of mitzvah overet, if there's a mitzvah that comes your way and you have the opportunity to perform it, you should try to do that one right away. He says in the end, the person should try to, if they can only make it to one of the two Megillah readings, whether you're Sephardic or whether you're Ashkenaz, the nighttime Megillah reading is going to be the more preferred one. Nonetheless, we should try to make it to both Megillah readings on Purim. And again, each one has its own special status in halakha. It's important to just appreciate what is behind each particular reading and why that might make a difference in a situation where we would have a struggle or a dilemma. Nonetheless, this value of mitzvah overet, I think, is very important. The fact that that trumps, you have a mitzvah that comes your way, that trumps even the greater pirsum anes of the day. That's something that we should keep in mind in general in mitzvot, especially when it comes to Megillat Esther. Everybody have a great day.